This is Twit.
Someone very close to me earlier this, I think it was this month, it may have been the end of last month, recently lost a loved one to COVID-19. And being there for that person while they were going through this, I saw how people have to handle the situation of being able to be with the person who is dying from COVID-19 and what that involved. And in this situation, of course, you are not able to be physically with that person because even the doctors have on full hazmat suits and, you know, are in the room in full hazmat gear. And they were given the opportunity via FaceTime to communicate with their loved one. But up to that point, you know, there was only text conversations when the person had enough energy to do so. And, you know, there's no hand holding, there's no physical communication, there's none of that. And to be on the other side of a window looking in and, you know, trying to have this conversation and knowing that it's the last one, was obviously very difficult for them. And there is a lot that needs to be done in terms of giving people the opportunity, even for people who, you know, haven't gone this far. I was reading a Twitter thread about a person who had COVID-19, but was recovering from it. And the person talked about the mental struggle that they went through a lot of the time, where they even started to hallucinate. You know, they're spending so much time alone, hooked up to these machines and recovering and in so much pain and unable to breathe and all of these things that they had to go through. And without being able to communicate with anyone because no one can be near you is obviously an incredibly difficult thing on both people, on both sides, you know, for the people in the hospital and for the people who love them, who, you know, they're the loved ones. So this story about walkie-talkies, a very specific kind of walkie-talkie being used to help families communicate, I think is great. You want to talk about what this device is?
Yes, it's from a company called Relay, and it's a children's walkie-talkie. Actually, it's kind of interesting. This article from Fast Company goes through the story of how they wanted to find a way for people to just have simple conversation without necessarily needing someone to help establish a video chat. Like if you are in recovery and or in intensive care and things like that, you probably need some sort of assistance. So setting up a video chat and even just holding a phone up in the right way the whole time or something like that doesn't always work. And so this is basically a speaker that connects to an app, and you can press the button in the center and then talk to the person on the other side. And very simple. It isn't fully ready for hospital use yet because they were talking about needing some sort of material change to it so it stays clean and stuff like that. But I thought it was a very fascinating thing just to be able to have conversations long distance. Like it's not a real walkie-talkie. Like it's connected to the app, but
yeah,
it still sounds...
With Relay, I've seen these being advertised by actually some of the people who were cast members of The Office. So both Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey both had advertised these devices. And they're essentially a cell phone device, but without all of the cell phone stuff. So it can connect via cellular and will let you communicate. And what they've done in this instance, this is a very specific way of taking this technology and adapting it because the doctors, they convinced Relay to essentially donate the service to the patients in this hospital. So you would pay a monthly fee like you would one of those devices that you can put on your dog to track them over a cellular network. It's kind of like that. You pay a less monthly fee because it's just for one specific thing. And so they were able to get them to waive the fees, essentially donating the service to their patients, which is super cool. These are I've seen lots of parents talk about using these with their kids because there are kids who, you know, want to have a cell phone, or parents who want to be able to communicate with their kids, but don't want to give them, you know, the full device with downloading apps and all the other stuff. And so this Relay device can do that without also letting their kid involve all of the other stuff. So I think this is super, super cool as an idea. And the fact that they're thinking about how to make the material itself better for school or for hospitals is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And just to be clear too, in the article, they waived the cellular fees for the patients. Like, it is a test, so they're not charging them for that, which is good as well.
Yep.
But yeah, very cool story.